And good morning to you, Dick. We are looking, well, we're enjoying this Winter Olympics because from an Australian perspective, it's something that we don't see all that often. But you guys in the States, you're all over it. We've got some big names running today, as TK said before, Lindsey Vonn in the downhill. But the Olympics, well, struggling per se for the USA at the moment.
Yeah, it's been a downer so far, guys. And I think the problem is just consistency. I mean, you'll have guys like Nathan Chen's a perfect example. I mean, Nathan Chen has got as much talent as anybody in the world, but he just came out in his first program and was just terrible. And then he nails his long program and hits six quads. Nobody's ever done that in the history of figure skating. But the problem was he dug himself such a hole that he wasn't able to make the podium. So there was a good story last night. With the brother sister tandem in the ice dancing finishing with the bronze medal. There's a great story there. Kids that have been skating together in the same family now, 15 years, and they're still very, very young. So that could potentially be a nice story in the Olympics to come. But yeah, I mean, Sean White and Chloe have been the headlines. I mean, the two gold medalists in the half pipe have been the headliners for the U.S. We only have like 12 medals right now, and usually at the end. You know, we're somewhere in the 25 to 30 range by the time the Winter Olympics are usually over. We're going to struggle to reach 20 at this point.
Dick, we might get you just to move to the other side of the room if that's possible to get a better reception. But you're right. I don't imagine the people of the United States of America would handle the fact they've only got the 12 medals, 5 gold, 3 silver, 4 bronze. Norway and Germany are currently locked at the top of the table with 11 gold each. Dick, how big is Lindsey Vonn? Of course, you're legendary downhill female skier, but also the ex-girlfriend of Tiger Woods, and I think she's got a high-profile boyfriend currently now. How big is she in the States?
She's very big. Hopefully my reception's better. You got me out of the nice warmth of my car, and I'm now standing outside in my driveway in the snow. So it's kind of like the Winter Olympics here in Seattle. We don't get a lot of snow, but it's coming down right now. But no, Lindsey Vonn's a huge name without question. Probably she and Sean White are the biggest names in the Winter Olympics over the last 10 or 15 years. I think Apollo Ohno you could probably add to that list, but that's the trifecta. They're the Michael Phelps of the Winter Games for the Olympic team. The question is, does Lindsey Vonn still have it? I mean, she's older now. She's gone through a lot of injuries. Is she still able to put it together tonight? Certainly the Americans will be cheering her on, but she is a high profile. You watch all the Olympic commercials. She is prominently displayed here on NBC and in the commercials. She's definitely the one, the number one marketing point for the U.S. Olympic team, and hopefully she comes away with a gold tonight.
What do you think, Berkey?
I think she'd be a reasonable marketer's strategy.
Yeah. You can see why she's fairly popular.
Yeah, reasonably popular. Yeah. Exactly right.
Let's she's a take hell of a skier.
Exactly right. Let's take a different tactic. Let's move away from the Olympics. No, you want to stay? You want to stay?
He wants to stay.
He wants to chat about Lindsey Vonn a little bit more. The All-Star Game, LeBron and the All-Star Game's a big success, but the talking point was Fergie's rendition of your national anthem.
Oh, boy, that was a tough. Wasn't it? I have no idea what happened there. That was just an absolute train wreck. Anytime you take liberties with the national anthem, and at times it is going to pay off. I mean, we were celebrating the 30th anniversary of Marvin Gaye putting together a fantastic rendition, a soulful rendition of the national anthem. That was 30 years ago that weekend. In Los Angeles. So this was certainly not a tribute to that because she did Marvin Gaye no favors. I mean, the players were laughing at her. She tried to make our national anthem kind of a sexy. It was almost like, it almost felt like I wanted to start singing Marilyn Monroe doing Happy Birthday.
That's what I thought.
That's right.
And it was like, what the hell is this? But she's getting panned. She obviously apologized on Twitter. I'm not mad at her. I mean, she obviously felt like what she was doing was going to be something that people liked. Mm. The problem was There was nobody to tell her when she was rehearsing that this is a very, very bad idea.
Yeah. Maybe someone tried to, but there was no listening from her side. But what about the basketball? Yeah. Was the game reasonable?
The game was really good, guys. It was good from a couple different standpoints. One, it's not East versus West anymore because, well, the balance of power has just moved so far to the Western Conference with all the stars on the Golden State Warriors and the Houston Rockets. I mean, you got most of your best teams are over there. Most of your best players are over there. So it was really LeBron kind of fending for himself for the last few years and trying to carry a not very good Eastern Conference team. Well, this year they did it differently. They had a draft. LeBron got to draft a team. Steph got to draft a team. So it was much more evenly balanced. And that showed out in the game when you were down to the final seconds and you didn't know who was going to win. And plus, when have we ever seen an all-star game where a defensive stop decides the outcome of the game? They actually played defense in the final 5 or 6 minutes of this game, and they really wanted to win. So you got to see some of the razzle-dazzle, some of the alley-oop jams. We saw LeBron throw an alley-oop off the floor that bounced up and was a slam. So you got to see some of that fun stuff in the beginning of the game. And then in the fourth quarter, the teams really buckled down and said, hey, we want to win this basketball game. LeBron was celebrating after the game like he just won a playoff series. So they obviously really wanted to win.
Yeah, which was good. I honestly didn't think – I didn't think Fergie was that bad. I mean, it's not everyone's cup of tea.
Portions of it were too much.
If you do the anthem, you just like it straight up, don't you?
It's stock standard.
Yeah. But she wasn't...
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And it depends on how old you are, too. I mean, the older you get, the more traditional you want the anthem to be. I mean,
keep in mind,
the traditional American national anthem is done by, like, a marching band, like a band.
Yeah.
You know, it's a fanfare. You know, it's not a sexy love song.
I still love you, Fergie. Good on you, Dick.
See you, boys.